The last show I did was for a large Jewish convention, and something happened there that I'm still kind of in awe of, a wonderful experience. I was in the van coming from the airport to the hotel, and seated a couple rows in front of me, a young woman turned around. She said, "You're Rabbi Alper, aren't you?" I said, "Yes." She said, "You probably don't remember me," and I really didn't, but she said, "I was a kid in your congregation during the late 1970s, and I used to watch the way you would teach and lead services and counsel and preach, and so I decided to become a rabbi anyway." I grew up in Providence, Rhode Island. I was part of a large, dysfunctional extended family, not a close-knit crew. I left Providence right after high school. I've only been back maybe 4 or 5 times. My parents also moved out of the city. But I was there attending my 35th high school reunion. And I was visiting my old synagogue, walking around kind of nostalgically. In the kitchen, a woman was standing there cutting cake. She looked up at me, she said, "Bobby?" And I realized it was my first cousin whom I hadn't seen in 23 years. And in the course of conversation, she said, "You know, I was in Barnes & Noble where I saw your book, and I almost bought it." Just before Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, I love to go around to family and friends and tell them, "If there's anything during the past year I have said or done that has hurt you or offended you, I want you to know you're too sensitive." I was leaving a funeral home when a man approached me in the parking lot. He said, "Rabbi, your eulogy for my aunt was wonderful. She would have loved it. To think, what a shame. She missed it by just 2 days." I was in my study when the phone rang and the woman said, "Rabbi, how long after my husband's funeral must I wait before I could start dating?" There was a knock at the door. I said, "Just a minute." She said, "Oh, thank you," and hung up. A woman once confessed to me, she said, "Rabbi, I want you to know we keep strictly kosher at home, but we do eat non-kosher food outside the house." I said, "That's perfectly all right, Mrs. Rosen. Your dishes will go to heaven." During one of my first weeks there at the synagogue at a reception after services, a man came up. He said, "Your sermon was boring," and he walked away. Came up a second time. He said, "You didn't prepare very well," and walked away. Came up a third time. He said, "Your sermon was much too long," and walked away. Finally, I went over to the president. I said to her, "Excuse me, who is that gentleman standing off there by himself?" She said, "Don't pay any attention to him. He has some problems. He likes to walk around repeating everything he hears." I will never, ever again fly Mexicana Airlines, because the entire trip home, nauseated people kept running up to me. And the reason was, just before we took off, the flight attendant announced, "For air sickness, take a bag from the seat pocket in front of Jew." At the seminary, I was able to squeeze a 5-year program into 6. That was legitimate. The year in Israel was not part of the curriculum back in the 60s. So after 3 years, I went to Israel primarily to learn spoken Hebrew. Now, I had a lot of biblical Hebrew under my belt, so it was kind of difficult during the first weeks. For example, I can still see the look on the cab driver's face when we pulled into our neighborhood, and I said to him in my Hebrew, "Behold, here I descend." I had to make a phone call from Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. I dialed the number. I heard a voice say, "Please deposit 8 tokens." I said, "Gee, I only have 7. The voice said, "All right, I'll take 7. We're very proud of our state university. I found out that at University of Vermont, apparently Hebrew, Russian, and German are all located in the same building. It's called the Department of Semitic and Anti-Semitic Languages. We follow Jewish tradition in our family. We named our son after my grandfather. We call him Grandpa. We did get some good news about our son. We found out we were able to arrange a student loan for him. We loaned him to a family in Iowa. Used to compare notes with my cousin. He had a daughter my daughter's age. Her name was Leslie. But this kid, when she was 14, visited her friend out of town and decided to change her name. She announced this by calling the answering machine at home, leaving the message, "Hi, Mom and Dad, it's Skylark. Don't scoff at my new name." So he called her back. He said, "Hello, Skylark? It's your parents, Bucky and Luella." And it turns out the Torah, the Bible, has something to say about kids that age. According to one of the commentators, the reason Abraham was about to sacrifice Isaac at the age of 12 and not 13 is because at 13, it wouldn't have been a sacrifice.